This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Westridge Specialty Care, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor & Auto Group, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Raceway, Motor & Service Department, and Pella Community School District. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, West End Auto, Precision Pulley and Idler, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Dowie Pest Control, Brand Appeal, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Great Western Bank, and VHR Used Cars. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. What's the Pella School District doing to help keep our kids safe in school? In the first part of a five-part Back to School series, let's go in depth with Greg Ebeling, Superintendent of Schools of the Pella Community School District. Superintendent Ebeling, what are the plans that are in place to help keep kids in the Pella Community School District safe?
The district's really worked over the summer to upgrade how we respond to different situations in the district. And so we over the summer had some people in both with the local police department, Homeland Security, and then also a couple of our local administrators went through some training and understanding about how to develop a standard response protocol for each building. And we're trying to create consistency where we have a lockdown, lockout, a holding system where we practice that with students under different situations that we can enact those if needed. And so that's going to be new for us because typically we practice fire drills, we practice tornado drills, but we haven't practiced lockdown, lockout drills before. The only exception to that has been Madison Elementary. Madison Elementary has kind of been our practice school, so to speak, where we've done some of those with elementary kids, where we actually kids practice getting into a lockdown situation where they actually move to a place in the classroom that's not visible by the windows, to actually lock the doors, pull the shades, turn the lights off, you know, just to make sure that we are following that consistently through the whole system. So that's new for us, and we're moving that way throughout the whole system this year.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Twin Cedars School District, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Creative Landscaping, the Melcher Dallas School District, Lamberth's Trucks, Parts, and Towing, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Marion County Auto Body, Candy's Flowers, Hubes Garage, DMAC and Ankeny, Garden Associates Engineers and Surveyors, and Golay Heating and Cooling.
I continued my conversation with Greg Ebeling, Superintendent of Schools with the Pella Community School District, about what's being done to keep kids safe in school. This is like something, the Pella PD calls and looks and says, we've got an incident across the street. Nobody should leave the building. That's what this would deal with, right?
Absolutely. So it could be a lockout is where we lock out the building. And lock people out of the building, so don't let new people come into the building. A lockdown is where we're in or potentially have somebody that could be entering the building, and we want to lock every classroom door and get kids sheltered in the building away from the windows with the lights out, with the shades pulled, all those types of things. And so we're gonna do, those are different things depending upon what's happening. So some could be for external threats, some could be for internal threats. And so there's a different protocol, and we're going to practice all of those.
And so what happens? So you go get on the intercom, and you say there's an external threat put in plan A, or it's an internal threat.
Yeah.
How does that get conveyed?
We're actually just using a real straight language with them. So it's not like plan blue, plan red, plan orange. It's literally, okay, we're locking out. We're in a lockout situation. And teachers and students will know what that means. Okay, now we're in a lockdown situation, and teachers and students will understand what that means. If we say evacuate, that means it's time to get out of the building, the shortest distance to outside. If it's shelter, kids will know what that means. So that's the easiest way is to use plain language, because sometimes you're going to have substitutes in the building, sometimes mm-hmm. you're going to have kids that are not going to remember exactly, what is plan A? Well, we can't. So we got to use really plain language. We also are moving from a school that's used the ALICE training to a school that goes to the language of run, hide, fight. And so run, hide, fight is just real simple language that if we're in that mode, if we have an internal threat in a building, your first response as a student, as an adult, is to run, get out of the building. If that's not possible, the next best response is hide in the building, hide from the threat. And the last is, if you have to, because you're confronted, then you have to fight. So plain language, trying to make this as clear as we possibly can for people, and that's going to be part of our safety plan.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Jim and Susan Hicks Family, Cascade Manufacturing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, the Pella Hy-Vee, Houston's on Main, and JLM Shooter Supply. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@knia.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCorkle Hardware, Hormel Foods, Gata Enterprises Lawn Care and Snow Removal, Smith Body Shop, Eye Care Partners, Integrative Counseling Solutions, Hewitt Service Center, and Cadeth Network Solutions of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Greg Ebling, superintendent of schools with the Pella Community School District, about what's being done to keep kids safe in school. And so you're going to train, you're going to drill. How many times are you going to drill on this?
Yeah, at least every semester we're planning on drilling on different protocols. And so that's kind of similar to what we do with fire drills and similar to what we do with tornado drills. But this adds extra drilling to our system that we've never had before.
And are you going to tell us that it's a drill? Are you going to tell the kids, the teachers?
Yeah, well, we will. Yeah, we'll definitely tell them. But there will be times where they will also be unannounced. And so we're just dipping our toe into how the drills work. There's drills, everything from tabletop drills where, okay, this is what we'd have to do under lockdown. And then there's actually the physical drills where kids move, get to places in the classroom where they are not seen through the windows, all those types of things. And we think it's the right move. We just know with all the concern nationally and many, many schools that have had school shootings, it just seems like we are at a different place than we were just a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's just scary.
It is.
Okay, so what about drilling the parents? I mean, because a lot of us, our kids in trouble, we're gone. We're gone. Yeah. But that might not be the best thing for us to do.
Right. There's also, we'll keep sharing things with parents and kind of what the expectation is around the parents. Certainly, parents don't know what to do in those types of situations. But if we're literally in a lockdown situation, we're not going to allow parents into the building. So then there's this reunification system that has to happen. So people understand, okay, we're in a lockdown situation. We're going to stay in lockdown until it's safe. And then we reunify kids and parents at that point in time. And so that will be done usually off-site, off-school, at a different property. That'll be communicated to parents where that is, how that looks. So under those lockdown, lockout situations, absolutely parents are not going to be allowed to come into the building because we honestly are not sure at that time who would be the threat and who isn't the threat. And so we aren't going to know if you could be part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So I think those are all things that will get communicated to parents and help them understand that you can't just run to school hoping to grab your kid out of school because you're not going to be allowed in.
So how are you going to communicate to parents?
Yeah, so certainly we have our emergency response to parents for weather, for things like that. So we have an electronic system that already can push out things to parents very rapidly. So we'll continue to use those. Some of that will continue through email, but that's the slowest way. We also have a system that texts it out and voicemails it out to people. So actually calls their phones and cell phones. And so those types of things will be used, those protocols under those lockdown situations and lockout situations. So parents will know, okay, we're in this. We'll immediately send another message when we're out of the lockdown or it's safe or here's where we're going to reunify. And all that will get sent through text, through email, and then also through just voicemail to people.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Pella Christian Grade School, Dutch Fix, PCM Schools, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and Central College. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windsor Manor, Niall Hicks Family, Harson Construction, 3M, Brown Shoe Fit, Page Turner's Bookstore, and McCoy True Value.
I continued my conversation with Greg Ebling, superintendent of schools with the Pella Community School District, about what's being done to keep kids safe in school. So you have all this technology available to get that instantaneously.
Well, we do, and we use it right now for basically those types of things. We're using that system already. We just have never used it for these types of things. So this will be new.
Are there any kinds of infrastructure things that you're going to do? Things on doorways, locks on doors?
Yeah, we've already done several infrastructure things. Just the way we've created our buildings now to have our entries be secure where everyone has to go through the office area was a part of our facility planning. But also, we're really looking at things like, and we've done this already, each classroom has an intruder lock on it so that teachers are able to lock their classroom doors and they can do that from the inside. So that way, you know, they can immediately lock their door if we're on a lockdown. We didn't always have the capability for all doors to be locked that way. So that was new. And we had several doors that didn't have those kind of locks on it. So intruder cores were a big deal for us. We also are looking at different camera systems, buzz-in systems, all those types of things. And then there's other just safety things that we can put technology-wise in the building that allow anybody to trigger a lockdown. So let's say we have somebody come in is led into the building through a different exit, and somebody sees that, okay, yeah, this person's in the building with a gun, they can actually trigger a lockdown from that position, as opposed to I got to call the office and office trigger the lockdown. So just to make it, time is of the essence in any of those types of situations. So the more time that can be minimized for allowing people to know that, hey, we're on lockdown in the building, and the faster we can do that, the less damage those things can have.
And is that only teachers and administrators or staff, or can a student do that?
Well, staff for sure. We really haven't talked about the student one and knowing if they would be trained to do that or not. But for sure, all staff. For sure, all staff.
Might make some sense for some student leaders as opposed to, I don't know. We all know the kid that wants to get out of school.
Right. I mean, people have been pulling fire alarms and things like that for years. I mean, that's been happening probably since the installation of fire alarms, I'm assuming. But certainly, you know, we want everyone to feel safe. And so you know, we'll talk about this student issue. Certainly, it's different for high school than it would be for an elementary. In terms of kids actually recognizing those types of things. But high school kids certainly, and middle school probably too, would be available to, you know, they could see an intruder and they could warn. The good news is that we have enough staff around different places that kids could see it, immediately make a staff aware, and a staff person would be able to trigger things.
Are you comfortable to share with students, teachers, staff, the community, that you put the sufficient work into this, have got the consultation you need, you've got a state-of-the-art response that you think will best keep the kids safe?
Yeah, it's really for everything we have in place right now, I feel it's as strong as it can be. I think there's other technological things we can put in place yet that will cost some additional money for infrastructure-wise. And so that's our plan, to figure that out this year, what additional infrastructure we maybe could put in place. And some of those are like being able to trigger lockdown from any position in the building. And those we don't have in place right now. Right now it gets triggered through the office. But we are planning on to really increase some of those other options that are out there. And we haven't selected those yet, because that's going to take a little bit of a process to figure out which ones are the right ones. Unfortunately, because of the school shootings, there's always people that are trying to profit off of those things. So we get a ton of information about different things that we could put into the building. And so the question is, you probably aren't going to do all of them, but what ones are really the highest priority for us to make a big difference?
Thanks to Greg Ebling for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.